That was Pharoah Sanders saying goodbye to Ornette Coleman solo at Ornette's funeral last summer in New York City. The time is 10:01. You're listening to 90.7 FM KBOO Portland Community Radio. Thanks to everyone for joining KBOO during A Different Nature. Thanks to everybody that helped the show get off the ground. And stay tuned for The Talking Earth. No, it's not The Talking Earth. What does she call it?
Poetic License.
Poetic License.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the United States premiere of Liza, 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 produced by Triangle Productions. The play runs from May 5th through the 28th at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza in Portland. Join Liza Minnelli at three different stages of her life, often all on stage at the same time, with plenty of songs, backstories about the iconic and troubled daughter of Judy Garland, with a bit of dancing and prancing and much humor among the frightening tales of drink, drug abuse, broken legs, strokes, and hip replacements. Again, that's Liza, 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 May 5th through the 28th at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza, 1785 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
It is 10:02 p.m. Taria could not be here for this episode of Poetic License, so we're playing this one from last year as a tribute to her being back in the ATL. So tune in June 6th when Poetic License will feature readers from the Eugene Poetry Slam and more.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland. I'm Taria Autry. The show is called Poetic License. And this month, I am coming to you from the ATL. Welcome to Atlanta, where the poets play. And we're on those open mics like every day. With beats and in the streets, hear poets flowing. And the party don't stop until 8 in the morning. And I got a show for you this month. I went to one of the local poetry scenes. And the night I happened to be there, the last poets came and dropped some wisdom and some verses. You're gonna hear a little of that tonight. And so much more. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Poetic License. You can catch the show the first Monday of every month. Even when I'm not in Portland, I'm gonna still bring you poetry, verse, words, information, all those things that I love, because it's my show. In the background, you got Jermaine Dupri. Welcome to Atlanta. So I promised that even though I was leaving Portland, I would not leave you. So this is my first pre-recorded show to air as Poetic License. I'm very excited about it. Now, I came out to Atlanta, and before I came, I did some research. I was looking at different places, venues, spots to check out, and I came across a spot called the Apache Cafe. And now, they do open mics for poetry, for musicians, you name it. They got a lot going on. And I happened to notice that on this particular Sunday, the host was going to be Dichotomy. And now, Dichotomy, he hosts the third Sunday of every month. And I thought the name was familiar, and then I realized that I had met the brother before, because he came to Portland with another poet that I've known for years and performed. And so I got to see him again. So I am actually going to share with you some of his brilliant hosting and commentary during the open mic, because as a host of events myself, I'm always impressed with the way people hold that space for other folks, because you never know what someone is going to share in an open mic. Now, I also recorded two members of the Last Poets who were there and performed, and I'm excited to play that for you. I also went outside and recorded some folks on the street. So we're going to hear from some various Atlanta talent. I'm going to be playing music throughout the show that showcases the dirty, dirty, and some local artists that I've met on the way. I'm really enjoying Atlanta. And Portland, I know you probably miss me by now, as you should, but don't worry, because I'm going to come visit briefly, and this show is going to keep on moving month to month as I travel. The first Monday of every month at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can also tune in to previous episodes on my website. That's www.TuriaAutry.com. That's www.TuriaAutry.com. All this information is also available on the KBOO Portland website. That's www.kboo.fm. So you can always catch the show and you can always check out old episodes. So I want to start by introducing you to the host, Dichotomy, and him talking about his first experience sharing his poetry at an open mic at the Apache Cafe.
I performed my first time. I was nowhere near as calm and collected as you were. I was like very, very nervous, and I was like super, like I tried to remember the poem, but I couldn't remember it, and I was talking about a breakup, actually, ironically enough. But the poem, basically what happened was the poem was about me being in a relationship with a woman, and at the time, I didn't, you know, I was just like, I was just there for the sake of being there. Like, I didn't really want to be in a relationship, but I didn't want anybody else to have her, so I was just kind of there. And that's what the poem was about, and as I was doing the poem, all the women in the room was like, this motherfucker right here, because they could all relate. And I got to the poem, and there was a part in the poem where I was like, I have a confession to make. I can't believe that love is a blessing you make. It's not one you can fake. And I couldn't remember the line. And then a woman in the crowd yelled out, and now you gotta go home and masturbate. And I was shook. Like that was, that destroyed me, right? I mean, it was cool that she was listening, but I was a first timer, and like, and that really shattered my confidence. And actually, as a matter of fact, I did not come back to Apache Cafe and perform for 4 years after that. Like, I couldn't get back on stage ever again just because it had messed my confidence that much. But I still love writing. I still love performing. I went home. I got better at my craft. I continue to do it. And now I stand here today as the second host of every third Sunday at Apache Cafe. So I would encourage you to definitely to continue writing. You're extremely, extremely talented, and I enjoy it. So anybody out there who is a writer themselves and they're nervous and they don't want to share, if there's anything I can do, I guarantee you, your story is not your own. There is somebody out there that has gone through what you've gone through, and they can help heal by you doing that. You cool with that? All right, that's what's up.
I think the powerful thing about hosting an open mic is being able to speak on things that maybe are a little bit crazy or sideways, but to do it in a way that is loving and supportive. And there was this one person who said this poem, and you know, the energy in the room dropped, and we were kind of like, wow. And the way Dichotomy addressed it, yeah, that was where it was at.
The thoughts and comments of G2004 do not necessarily reflect those of Dichotomy, Apache Cafe, or the open mic. This is, y'all can G2004 another round of applause. I feel like that man needs a hug. I feel like, as a matter of fact, let's just have a moment to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be all right. You are loved. All right, there we go. I do have a question, though. So if that is what a lot of people have experienced in their relationships, what happens to the person who comes after the person that did that to you? So I wrote a poem about it. Want to hear it? Here you go. This poem is written on behalf of the man that comes after the man that puts you through all of that. Because at the end of the day, he's going to have to suffer for a bunch of shit that he didn't do. And all we want you to allow us to do is to let us make our own mistakes. We're going to make them, but let us make our own mistakes instead of making us suffer for what somebody else did. So I wrote this. This ain't like nothing personal. That this is just something that somebody told me about that I wanted to share with you all this evening. I could feel the apprehension in her body each time that she hugged me. So I would hold her close and ask if she loved me because I wanted to know what she really thought of me. Not because I took this as some sort of a game, because if your eyes are the windows to the heart, I could see her heart took the brunt of the pain. And since initial conversations only sparked an interest, I knew for us to survive, we needed more of a flame. But her eyes told me what her words could not. She could never love me because for me, she expected more of the same. Had already relegated me being some trifling dude for even taking the time to know my name, and the fact that her apprehensions had her questioning my intentions, well, that made me feel sort of ashamed. But I shouldn't be. You see, she took me not being there every night or calling every day as being done out of defiance. And I'm trying to get her to see that relationships are built on compromise, not out of compliance. Hot knife and open arms replace cold minds and cold shoulders as we see a single unit, reliant, rich with love that's recession-proof. As others sell us short, we're buying. But in order for this to work, I need your buy-in. Take stock in the fact that my words are true and will remain undaunted. That I would never exchange you 200 pounds of BS&P 500. These walls you put up, please confront it, because this is a one-way street and be your vote on it. And we can both get what we both wanted if we both want it. But tell me this. How can I get past her past when every time she looks at me, she only sees him? And why is it when it comes to my words versus those of her friends, she tends to always believe them? I mean, I get it. If love can take your heart to heaven back, the bruise on her soul proved that she's been given of herself to receive him, done everything she could to please him, and now she is so blinded by his deceit that she can't see that he is him. And I am me. Would rather take hold of your hand than have a dime piece. Don't sell me short like Webster, because even he cannot define me. There are guidelines to this relationship, so let me show you the manual. Lose his, and I know that you can be ruthless, but I'm asking you to give up all that down the street parking, around my house walking, neighborhood stalking, and choose this. Because I know that your shoulders are weary from carrying all this bag. Let me massage away the bruises. Take the dagger deceit out of your heart and to Brutus. Because the truth is that I know that you said that you would take my life if you ever caught me slipping. I said, I know that you said that you would take my life if you ever caught me slipping. But you don't have to worry about taking my life, because to you, my life has already been given. I was dead before I met you, and it wasn't until we got together that I really started living. So baby, you don't have to worry about me thinking that you're crazy, because what woman isn't? But what man hasn't lied before? Wanted to have his cake and eat it too, and so he tried before. Thought the grass was greener on the other side before, so he left the only woman who truly loved him with tears in her eyes before. And I'm not trying to make you forget that man, or even the one that I was before. I'm just trying to get you to see that you are the only thing that I adore. Because I realize that his past transgressions have milked you of all your trust, but when I look into your eyes, I only see purity. So from this point forward, I don't want you to call me dichotomy, but call me Halliburton, because I specialize in security. And we're gonna get past your insecurities. I'm gonna show you that what is pure will be. Show you the love that is true will be. So again, let me ask you, do you love me? And hope that you can answer without deceiving me completely. Because only nodding your head and never really answering this question is deceiving me completely. Just think of what we could be if you see me for what I am instead of what you perceive where we be. I'd be able to get you to look me in the eyes and tell me that you love me if I just get you to believe in me completely. Thank you. Now, the one thing that I realize is that a couple of people agree with that, but there wasn't a whole lot of amen, yes sir, like all of that, so y'all can deal with the pain aspect of it, but it's the healing portion of it that we all need to work on. So whoever that next person is that comes behind, let them make their own mistakes as a lesson of that poem. Y'all good with that?
You're tuned in to KBOO Portland. My name is Taria Autry, and I am your host on this journey called Poetic License. And this month, I am bringing you tunes and poetry from Atlanta, Georgia. You were just listening to Goody Mob featuring Esthero, The World I Know, and that song is actually off the soundtrack for the movie Slam featuring Saul Williams and Sonia Sun. Amazing movie if you haven't seen it. Some beautiful classic moments, and I always love that song. So I'm glad I could play that for you. Before that, we were listening to Dichotomy, a poet out of Atlanta who hosts the third Sunday of every month at the Apache Cafe. Now, you know, I had to sign up for the open mic and perform a piece while I was in Atlanta. So next up, you're going to hear a poem from me performed live at the Apache Cafe in Atlanta.
Can you guys give a big round of applause for Dichotomy? Because he's cracking me up. I don't know about that. But I'm having a good time. I would like to do a piece with some audience participation because I feel like y'all are doing a real good job of that. So when I say, do you want it, what I would like is for y'all to say, we want it. And I'm going to tell you what you want. Hopefully you agree. Because I don't like to play tricks on people. Freedom and justice. I don't know about y'all, but I would like to see freedom and justice in my lifetime. So when I say, do you want it, I want y'all to say we want it. Like when we say it, we are bringing it into existence. Do you want it?
We want it.
Do you want it?
We want it.
Justice now, freedom now. Do you want it?
We want it.
Do you want it?
We want it.
Justice now, freedom now. But CEOs sit in the lap of luxury, tossing dollar bills around as if they were confetti, while millions of the restless unite, stand up, get ready. Our rebellions and riots won't be kept quiet. The status quo, we know we will continually fight it. We won't be overpowered by showers of tokens and trinkets or false advertising, so don't bother to think it. Miscellaneous distractions and rules only fuel the factions of puppets and fools, reacting to the latest trends, attempting to acquire more ends, relinquishing their better interests, and giving in to the lure of the latest instant cure to take all your pains away, make blue skies out of your brain without altering the circumstances we are subjected to day to day. And it's a quick fix of media blitz, a cover-up of the real shit, made available by corporate sponsorship, marketed worldwide, glamour and glitz through appealing women in revealing outfits to get paid to masquerade as dimwits, perpetuating stereotypes of being ready, willing, and able to submit. They minimize the extent of our existence, so I encourage your resistance. Do you want it?
We want it!
Do you want it?
We want it!
Justice now, freedom now. Do you want it?
We want it.
Do you want it?
We want it.
Justice now, freedom now. But provocative operatives attempt to nullify positive actions using underhanded tactics to fuel our reactions. Incentives are given to mollify the middle classes who avoid exploring their own conditions. Listen. It's the difference in force between a single teardrop and an ocean when we are insistent that simply more is not enough or an option. Yet indulgence is inherent within the system. Our inhibitions are considered weakness, so we do what's necessary for entrance and acceptance into our own oppression. We venerate our masters' wishes with deference, following fear and ignoring the historical references buried within the pages of Western rhetorical texts. So we repeat washed and worn cycles, depleting resources and vitals, and our minds, bodies, and spirits are idle, stuck on maintaining the basics of survival. So we succumb to the weight of the chains, slow down the pace of the blood through our veins, and remain calm. Victims of the routine inequity of a world power still in infancy, where acquiescence of consciousness is insisted. Since thought causes interference and probability of resistance, ignorance is seen as a state of awareness, and that shit all seems to make perfect sense. Since we contain, retain the sickness and indulge it, silent witness to the epidemic apathy towards atrocities unfolded, we are scolded for going against the status quo, and kids grow and learn young to go with the flow. So behold the degradation of the new age wage slave of the modern corporation, and hasten the determination and steps you take to actualize freedom. Do you want it?
We want it.
Do you want it?
We want it.
Justice now. Freedom now. Thank you.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland. This is Taria Autry, your host for Poetic License, and I am bringing you performances from Atlanta, Georgia. You were just listening to me performing for the first time in Atlanta at the Apache Cafe. And sometimes it's really just about being in the right place at the right time. And I happen to be in the right place at the right time. So you're going to hear Abi Odun and Umar from The Last Poets dropping some wisdom on the crowd, as well as some poetry.
Your parents, your uncles, your grandparents, whoever listened to us for 45 years. I was 18 years old when I started the group, along with two brothers. One named David Nelson, who is now a black Hebrew, and another brother named Garland Kane. And all I know is I wanted to be a part of a black power movement. I was raised by black power. My father's from Savannah, Georgia. My mother was born in Atlanta. They only understood Kuji Shakalia, self-determination. They only understood Umoja. If black folks is me, black folks, we've got to be united. Y'all know we're being shot down because they know we're not together. And you must remember, stop saying that line by the cliche of they divide and conquer. That's bullshit. Sam Greenlee, the brother who authored the book, The Spook Who Sat By the Door, from Chicago, we were having a personal conversation, and he said, Doom, they don't divide and conquer. They conquer the divided. If we're together, nobody can fuck with us. Y'all know that. Umar and I have been back together for a while around the world. A revolution is about change, and it really starts with yourself. And if you're not willing to change and get rid of your bad habits and flaws, stop talking about revolution. Join Maggie's Farm and pick that cotton and shut the fuck up. I am very happy that we were invited here to Atlanta for the Malcolm X Festival. And I think I'm also speaking for Umar and Babatunde. Unfortunately, there are no drums here, so Babatunde is not on stage with us right now. But for those of you who know, that's the Last Poets signature.
Baba, where's your hands?
Please, Baba, so people can see you.
Babatunde!
And as I always let people know, he is the heartbeat of the group. All we're trying to do is say what he's playing. I mean, when we listen to John Coltrane and Miles, they were poets. They were poets of sound. And if y'all don't have them in your rotation, put them in your rotation and watch your mind expand. Watch your creativity expand. Watch your love expand. Watch yourself grow the fuck up before your own eyes, because you're listening to music created by gods.
Yeah, all day.
John Coltrane, Pharoah Sanders, Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk. You know, in a minute, white folks gonna have that stuff in the museum, and they're gonna charge us maybe $150 to listen to those brothers, because we have not paid attention to the gift that we were given. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to hear the poets. I'm happy to know that there's some major blackness happening in Atlanta, Georgia, where y'all are black on purpose. And that is so wonderful. You ain't got to do nothing but just be you. We don't have to play no goddamn charades. Y'all got Tyler Perry here with this new movie studio. Make him do some black movies. Fuck that Madea shit. We got work to do, y'all. I believe we are beautiful, but we make ugly a companion too often. I know we are brilliant, but we play being dumb so much until some people think we are. Do this with me, please, and I'm gonna give it to my partner. Do you feel good about yourself? Yeah. Now I want you to say it. Do you feel good about yourself?
Yeah.
Or do you wanna be somebody else?
Or do you wanna be somebody else?
Do you really care about your kind?
Do you really care about your kind?
Is there really anything on your mind?
Is there really anything on your mind?
Do you feel good about yourself?
Do you feel good about yourself?
Or do you want to be somebody else?
Or do you want to be somebody else?
Do you really care about your kind?
Do you really care about your kind?
Is there really anything on your mind?
Is there really anything on your mind?
We got to share our love with one another. We got to wipe the frowns right off our face. Can't live no more hurting each other. It's a doggone shame and a damn disgrace. In the cloudy minds of unloved people who never knew what it was all about. Got to be a real shining example on the positive side so we can really turn out. I'll sing for you if you dance for me. Let's rock together in harmony. Rhythms in our hearts and music's in our souls. Got a story to tell, still untold. Do you feel good about yourself? Do you feel good about yourself? Or do you want to be somebody else?
Or do you want to be somebody else?
Or do you really care about your kind? Is there really anything on your mind?
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 Thank you.
Audio tune from The Last Poets, and next up you will hear Umar.
Time in becomes time out. Group anxieties become personal doubt. Expressing ourselves in dad dots and dashes, pure cocaine and false eyelashes. Living inside words that seem to lie, living inside excuses that pass us by. Living inside loneliness becomes a high. Living gets mixed up with wanting to die. A daily question of going insane while tormenting one another, trying to ease the strain. Dreaming of tomorrows we'd like to know. Repressing our thoughts, but wanting to grow. The heart and soul are not involved. Idle chatter becomes reality while problems go unsolved. Prearranged, prefabricated, and preconditioned. We're baptized, advertised, and posthumously mentioned. Weaned and groomed for the glory of applause. Living off the mercy of unwritten laws. Shell-shocked patrons making peace with God. While admiring the acrobatics of a junkie's now turned into robots through the power of suggestion, we seek an answer and become the question. Afraid we might die before we live, blessed with life and then afraid to give. We want to be amorous, glamorous, and larger than life. Our cheap illusions become high-priced strife. Losing ourselves in times of despair, becoming self-defeaters of unusual flair. We rush towards the beginning that might be the end. We sit in the darkness and try to pretend, pointing fingers while our insides bleed, committing suicide to fulfill a need. Highly intelligent in a very low way, we speak of resistance but have nothing to say. We touch religion and make it seem like hell, but then we touch unholy dreams and wish them well. Faith is replaced with apathy and grief. Indifference is made acceptable, and then a belief. Our left eyes are glitter while our right are blind. We submit to this madness and hope it is kind. Disrobed women seeking compassion while turning tricks in high moment fashion, finding love at the expense of losing their cool, looking for happiness but finding a fool. Their moments of trust become deceitful charms, one night stands in strangers' arms, carousing with disaster in very high places, while cutting off noses to spite their faces. While the men play games of power and glory, tattered remnants of an old war story, outside themselves, inside their head, top secret discussions on water beds. Men without neither rhyme nor reason, lost in the depths of mental treason, abstract victims of the American dream, victims of a disguised but well-planned scheme, victims of a subtle but dangerous game.
rugged individualism with a psychotic name. We confuse the normal and we exalt the extreme. We make war a reality and call peace a dream. American contradictions in black and white. We illuminate contradiction and call it the light. America provides a good fortune and fame while stealing your soul for its own acclaim. With the English language at its command, it perpetuates illusion throughout the land, running big games in tiny print before you got us already spent, making sacrificial lambs of the middle class, indulging in rhetoric with its hand that lures you to sleep with the 6 o'clock news, and then wakes you up and spoon feeds you blues. But from the darkness of ourselves, we can find about a dream. Understanding and truth must show the way to understand that every man's color would not be as hard to go inside yourselves is where it must start. To learn to be considerate, to learn to be humane, to learn to use power and not become vain. To understand you can be strong and not be crude. You can be outspoken and not be rude. To revile the tyrant, to protect the weak, to assure the innocent the right to be meek. America provides you with fortune and fame from stealing your soul for its own acclaim with the English language at its command. It perpetuates illusion throughout the land. Thank you very much.
When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
I hope pearly white teeth fall off the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end, and nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not to relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be forts supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall off the walls of museums and churches, breaking the line that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is gonna be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes, Drew Merchant will give away matzo balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Shippen will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki. When the revolution comes, afros are gonna be trying to straighten their heads, and straightened heads are gonna be trying to wear afros. When the revolution comes, but until then, you know and I know niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die before the revolution comes.
You just heard the last poet's When the Revolution Comes, a recording done many years ago. And before that, you heard Abi Odun and Umar from The Last Poets performing live at the Apache Cafe in Atlanta. I hope you're enjoying the show. This is Poetic License. My name is Taria Autry. You are tuned in to KBOO Portland. That's 90.7 on your dial if you're in the area of Portland. If you're online, you can always check it out on www.kboo.fm. I'm here the first Monday of every month, coming to you 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or you can check it out online after it airs. I'm glad you tuned in. I got more poetry for you. And actually, for this next performance, I took my microphone outside and recorded some poetry in the streets.
This is D-Ra, the poet, a.k.a. Determination Riding on Destiny, representing Tampa Bay, Florida, out here in Atlanta, and this is poetry. In her deepest recollections, she remembers a phantom that used to pick her up as if she were weightless, hold her in a zero-G embrace, and tilt her axis, rocking back and forth. His deep voice resonates as he calls her his princess and tells her she is the most beautiful girl in the world. His face she can no longer see, but remembers the prickly tickle of a 5 o'clock shadow against her cheek and the beard that she gripped with the smallest of hands, but she's grown up now. No longer does she look under the bed for boogeymen or in closets for monsters. No longer does she look to a front door for a phantom apparition to appear, take away gravity and let her pull his beard with the smallest of hands. No, she's come to grips with his absence. The few and far between thoughts of him now mnemonically merge with memories of waiting in lines with mommy for Section 8 and food stamps, waiting rooms in courthouses during child support cases and custody hearings. You see, Daddy only remains framed behind a picture of her and him that only came out during weekend visitations, but since he doesn't come around, the picture has been relegated to the back of the bottom shelf, covered in a cloak of dust, its image as cloudy as her memory. You see, Mama's subsequent boyfriends never bothered to try the father figure role. Some even tried her, so she figured, why bother? Fathers come a dime a dozen, offer moments of nothing, but give nothing in the end, so she won't pretend. Forget a father. They're nothing more than men. X and Y chromosomes that just happen to spit sperm, that just happen to find their way to the fallopian. They bust with the best of intentions, but come to the conclusion they weren't right, real, ready, or able to handle coming responsibilities. So after ejaculation, they eject themselves from the situation. Mama said this would happen. Mama said this is what they do. You see, Mama's been telling baby girl this ever since she was two, right after the last move. Men ain't no good. More like good for nothing was something she heard quite often. So baby girl, she remembers when she goes marching off to work. You see, she twerks at strip clubs, but ain't no hoe. She just knows that adding accents of her classical dance training to her act allows her to attain the equivalent of a car payment every other hour she moves. Moving with elegance, strength, style, and raw power. I mean, even other women stop to watch her. She makes move. Mastering the artistry of marketing, this moving mogul has now gone global. She books more trips than orbits, but when it comes to a relationship, she lays sick. Couldn't see a good man standing in front of her, even if she had LASIK. She's not even looking for them. In her mind, they don't even exist. And then she took the trip to Vegas. Booked for a bachelor party, she even brought her own pole. Captured the entire room just from her stroll. Started her routine like so many times before, but when she got to the part where you say, "Do you like it, Daddy?" for the first time, she heard no. A late arrival now stepped to the floor. Couldn't place the face, but she knows she's heard that voice before, and he wrapped her in his arms, covered her with his coat, said in the deepest of voices, "Baby girl, I didn't know. Your mama said if she couldn't have me, then I couldn't have you, and that's why y'all had to go. They told me to be patient, try and fight it through the courts. I mean, I want custody of you ever since you turned four, but by then you and your mama was gone, and every day since, I wish I would have did more." And then she felt it. The constriction of his embrace, and against her face, the familiar tickle of a 5 o'clock shadow. Instinctively, she reached for his beard, and at the same time, the pain of the last 20 years swelled and fell in a river of tears. You see, baby girl was lost, but now was found by what it was she was looking for. And yes, a single parent can raise a child, but sometimes our children, they need more than child support from a check. They need guidance. And see, fathers are required to show our sons how to be real men and our daughters how to find them. Peace.
That was D-Rod, Determination Riding on Destiny, brother from Tampa, visiting Atlanta while I was here at the Apache Cafe. Next up, I'm going to play some local music out of the ATL area. This is a song, it's catchy, it might get stuck in your head. It's by a local artist that goes by the name of Breezy, and she puts down some stuff, I'm telling you, I'm liking it. I hope you enjoy it too.
Brand Stars Production.
They say a man don't work, a man don't eat. But what about a nigga like me? From these streets, just something for you to ride to, something to get high to, just blast the blunt and drive, fool. And ain't no destination, it ain't no destination, it ain't no destination, just something for you to ride to, something to get high to, just blast the blunt and drive, fool. It ain't no destination. Destination, just
Just blast the blunt and dry, fool. It ain't no destination. 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 Just something for you to ride to. Something to get high to. Just blast the blunt and dry, fool.
It ain't no destination. Breezy, a musician, poet, vocalist, MC out of Atlanta, and that song was called Ride 2. We're getting closer to the end of this hour with you today, the fifth episode of Poetic License. Tune in next month in July. I'm going to do a youth special. We're going to have young people who won the Slam Boo competition, which was a middle school slam poetry competition that several schools participated in. A team of young women actually won, and I interviewed and talked with them and recorded them doing their winning piece, and we wrote a group piece together. Going to share that with you next time on a show. Also did some work with beautiful students at Raleigh Park Elementary School, third graders. They culminated the residency with a reading at the local Starbucks. I taped that. I'm going to air some of that. And I'm hoping to also choose some selective poems from Verselandia competition and play you some fabulous high school poetry. So July, the first Monday, 10 p.m. on KBOO Portland, you can celebrate the voices of young poets around the city. Because youth work is the work I love and one of the things I like to do so much, so I'm really excited to share some of that with you. And while I'm on this mission of sharing, I wrote a poem getting ready to leave Portland. I thought I would share it with you. It's called The Departure. A pile of soaking dishes left ignored. The closet overflowing with items I haven't missed since I stowed them there. A box of clothes that serve their purpose and need a new home from a life that no longer fits. A passport. A plane ticket to somewhere distant. Boxes of pictures like buried history and stacks of empty photo albums hoping to unite. The sun streaming through the windows like a beacon to the outside world. Blossoms sprouting on trees weeks early. The place beneath my ribs where my heart is still tender from the breakup. A mostly empty refrigerator. A roadmap of history, landmarks, and moments captured in collections of clutter. An out-of-tune violin trapped in its case, dreaming of freedom. An apartment, a neighborhood, a city, a state that I will no longer call home. Me sharing some pretty fresh poetry that I don't think I've actually shared with anyone. A short piece, list poem. Me preparing to leave. So for those of you who are wondering, like, how is life treating me as I travel? Well, Atlanta has been great to me. I have no complaints. Been to some clubs, some venues, done some walks, a beautiful bike walking trail here that, oh, I wish I had my bike. I would ride miles. It goes all the way into Alabama. It's crazy. So when I come back, I'm definitely going to have a bicycle with me. Looking forward to that. Been meeting some really great people out here, feeling like I'm home away from home. I'm really thankful for that and thankful for family that's, you know, letting me crash in their spare room. I will be back briefly in Portland. I'll be facilitating a rack workshop that's coming up around getting your art out into the world. That's June 7th. Maybe I'll see some of you there. Might even throw a party when I'm back a little later in the summer. So I just want to let you all know that I miss you. And I'm also very much enjoying this new adventure. Sometimes You got to just do things different. If there's something out there in your life that you've been saying to yourself, I really want to make that change. I really want to step out on faith, try something new. Maybe there's been a goal you've had for years that you haven't followed through on. Maybe there's something that when you were younger, you said, man, one day I'm going to do that thing. And maybe you haven't got around to it, and it happens. Sometimes, you know, we get caught up in our lives and things that we plan to do, that we want to do, that we dream of doing, that we hope to do, get put on the back burner. And I just want to encourage all of you, take it off the back burner. Serve it up on a plate. Eat. Hearty. Savor the flavor of it, man. Life is short. We aren't promised tomorrow. So do what you can while you can. I'm sending you lots of love and positive energy from the South. The weather here has been beautiful. Thunderstorms also, which is incredible and amazing. Lightning bugs, different birds. There's something about stepping away from the familiar into something new that always surprises you. I hope all of you have joyous surprises and beautiful week and a beautiful month. Until next time, when you tune in again to Poetic License, every first Monday of the month, I plan to be there for you. And like I said, next month we'll be featuring youth voices all day, every day. Well, at least the first Monday. I hope you have a beautiful night, and I want to take you out with another fabulous group from the South. The one, the only, Outkast.
Dickens, reminiscent of Charles, a little discotheque nestled in the ghettos of Via, USA, via Atlanta, Georgia, a little spot where young men and young women go to experience their first little taste of the nightlife. Me? Well, I've never been there. Well, perhaps once, but I was so engulfed in the OE I never made it to the dope. You speak of hardcore. Why the DJ sweating out all the problems and troubles of the day? Why this fine bow-legged girl finds all outdoors, loves lukewarm lullabies in your left ear, competing with set it off in the right? But it all blends perfectly. Let the liquor tell it. Hey, hey, look, baby, they playing our song. And the crowd goes wild as if Holyfield has just won the fight. But in actuality, It's only about 3 a.m. And three just done got hauled off an ambulance. Two done start busting. One take his shirt off, talking about. Now who else wanna f with Hollywood Cole? This just my interpretation of the situation. Dopealicious angel, I can remember that damn thing like yesterday. The way she moved reminded me of a brown stallion horse with skates on, you know. Smooth like a hot comb on Napa ass hell. I walked up on her and was almost paralyzed. Her neck was smelling sweeter than a plate of yams with extra syrup. Eyes beaming like 4 carats a piece, just blinding. And felt like I cheated the whole order at presidential. My heart would beat so damn fast. Never knowing this moment would bring another life into this world. Funny how she come together sometimes, you dig? One moment you frequent the booty clubs, and the next 4 years you and somebody's daughter raising your own youngin'. Now that's a beautiful thing. That's if you're on top of your game and man enough to handle real life situations, that is. Can't gamble feeding baby on that dope money, might not always be sufficient. But the United Parcel Service and the people at the post office didn't call you back because you had cloudy pee. So now you back in a trap, just that. Trap. Go on to marinate on that for a minute.
This is
KBOO Portland.
The time is 11 p.m. and you are tuned to the Ubu Hour.
Radio Theater!
It rubs a lotion on its skin. Can I help you find some lotion today?
Nothing, thank you.
Well, have a nice day. That's the third one today.
Yeah, business has been fickle since we opened this shop, hasn't it?
We've been open 6 weeks in a completely cool location. It doesn't get more hip than the Pearl Street Mall in Boulder, Colorado.
Right. So why are people buying our products?
Beats me. We're the only store on the mall that solely sells lotion. Organic hemp hand lotion, goat milk face lotion, apricot seed foot lotion, sage and lavender ear lotion.